If ignorance is bliss, half the country is living in paradise now. If the level of ignorance proves any indication, paradise must have tiers of happiness with the upper level a joyful mix of QAnon believers and anti-science yahoos, all blowing bubbles from the soap suds in their heads. Every day I read a news feed, you know, from the lamestream media, that boggles my already boggled mind. Jewish lasers in outer space starting forest fires, government distribution of crack pipes for addicts in today's news, and now Marjorie Taylor Greene, House Representative for the great state of Georgia, sounding the alarm, warning us of the coming of gazpacho police. Trust me when I say the last thing in the world any of us want in this besieged nation is gazpacho police unleashed on us citizenry. Hordes of stormtroopers checking our pantries for banned Campbell soups, terrorizing housewives and restaurant chefs, followed by what? Stew surveillance? Casserole cops? Chili patrols? Bouillabaisse SWAT teams of the dreaded Chowder Corps? No, the time has come to put our foot down and say no mas. Get government out of our kitchen. Bad enough government wants to be in our bedrooms, but enough is enough. Leave our kitchens alone. Marjorie T. has sounded the alarm, and hopefully her many paranoid followers will take up the call and march, ladles in hand, to the steps of the Capitol for more legitimate political discourse, even if it means hanging Pelosi and Pence. This gazpacho onslaught must not stand. All patriotic Americans must defend the galleys of freedom, despite the cost. Reason be damned. Beat the pots, bang the pans, throw spices to the wind. The time is now. The enemy is at the kitchen door. Be brave, comrades, and sharpen that cutlery.